Yes, come on in. Come on in. Here, let me help you with those things. Move-in is always so exciting for a renter, isn't it? Ah, yes, I'm so excited for you in this new place. I think you're really going to enjoy it here. I know, and for so little, too. The owner really told me to drive that point home as the lowest price around for the value you get. Yeah, I'm not quite sure why it sat around for so long then either. Yeah, as the realtor, it's really hard to get inside people's heads about a place, you know? Actually, before I forget, you have that $2,000 security deposit for me? As well as your social security number and your bank account info? I'm sorry to ask you for all that. I know, the realtor company requires that kind of stuff for us to have on file. Alright, I think I have everything I need from you. And if you're all set and ready to unpack, I guess I'll be heading out then. I hope you enjoy yourself here. I think it'll be great for you. Oh, actually, before I go, there was one more thing I wanted to mention to you. It's nothing major or anything like that. Just a quick thing I forgot to mention about one of the rooms we toured earlier. You can follow me, mister. Like I said, it's nothing major, just a little detail I wanted to go over with you. Oh, what do you mean, what the hell is this, little boy? This is your nursery. Is this not exactly what you just signed up for? Sure, the contract happened to be a few hundred pages long, but did you honestly think it was just some rules the owner's society made? Oh no, little one. You signed up to be my little baby boy. There's nothing you can legally do now, mister. You see, you're really nothing but mommy's little baby boy now. You see? It's all here in these papers. Here, let me show you my favorite page. You see right there? Baby will follow all of the ground rules that follow. Now, I know a little baby boy like you might have some trouble comprehending all of these big words. So why don't you just take a seat on that rocking horse over there while mommy tells you about your new life, shall we? Rule number one. Baby boy will completely submit all money, bank accounts, and assets to his new mommy, aka me. Now, you just did that, like the little boy you're supposed to a few minutes ago, didn't you? Good job, baby. I'll be taking all of that hard-earned money you made from now on and spend it on, well, whatever I want. Because you see, I'm a grown adult. And you're just a stupid little boy now that can't make any decisions for himself. So, thank you for that, baby boy. Besides, you don't even need that money anymore. Why would a baby even need money in the first place? Rule number two. Baby boy will no longer use any kind of big words, phrases, or otherwise face the consequences. Do you know what that means, little boy? No? Here, let me spell this out for you really easy. Those big boy words you used with me a few minutes ago, those are out the window now, little boy. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. From now on, all you're going to be saying is mindless baby babble. Can you do that for mommy? Huh? Can you say, "Mommy, me just a big dumb baby"? Come on, say it. Good. Now say, "I'm no longer a big boy. Me gonna be mommy's stupid baby's boy forevers." Oh, come on. You can say it even more babyish, can't you? Come on. I want you practically babbling the words. Like a dumb baby boy that doesn't even know his alphabet yet. There you go. Was that so hard? See how easy and fun it is to just let go and become the stupid baby you are now? Oh, and as for those consequences, I think even a little baby like you could figure out what that must mean. Yep, you're exactly right, little one. You're going to get soap right in that baby mouth of yours and a very red bottom. You'll be bawling your eyes out so hard, you'll have tears streaming down your face as you scream, "Please, Mommy, me a good baby boy, I promise!" Or maybe a few hard smacks in that little bottom of yours will have even more tears pouring down that sweet little face. I think that would fix a misbehaving little baby like you right on up, won't it? A few good, hard, stern smacks on your butt will correct any thought that you aren't Mommy's dumb little baby, won't it? Rule number 3. Your mouth will have either a thumb, a pacifier, or a toe. No ifs, ands, or buts. I want you sucking on something 24/7, mister. I don't care if we're about to walk into a mall, go out and get some pizza, or even when you're asleep. You will have something to suck on in your mouth forever. I want you developing a sucking addiction. And if you're not obsessed with sucking on things within a month, we're going to have some serious issues. You're going to have tears starting to form around your eyes at just the thought of me taking away your fucking pacifier. You'll be wailing as I pop it out of your mouth, only for your thumb to just automatically fill right back in its place. You won't even have to think about it. Your mouth is vacant, and, well, something needs to go in there and replace it right away. Sure, it might be a shock to you at first that you're always trying to shove things into your mouth, but that's what babies like you do, don't they? They're just obsessed with sucking on their thumbs and their pacifiers or, you know, their baby bottles. And well, that brings me to rule number 4, mister. No more solid foods or any kind of liquids that aren't in bottles or Mommy's yummy boobies. You'll have a nice bottle of warm milk getting popped right into your mouth around the clock there, little boy. Every hour, a nice new bottle for you. That'll keep that tummy of yours always full of liquid and making sure your bowels and your bladder are always moving at a constant pace for Mommy. You're not going to have any kind of say anymore when you eat, what you eat, and how you eat. When Mommy wants you to suck on my tits to get your milk, well, then you better believe you'll be latching on in a heartbeat. And when Mommy wants you digging your hands into a bottle of baby food, it's going to be splattered across your face in no time. Babies don't have any kind of solid for years after they're born. So why wouldn't the same thing be for a dumb little baby like you? Why on earth would you be eating anything hard when you can't even keep your pants dry? Why, with all the bottles I'll be giving you, I'm not even sure you'll have dry pants ever. And that leads me perfectly to my next little rule. Rule number 5, diapers. Nothing but the biggest, thickest, puffiest diapers for my baby boy. I want you in the thickest diapers that money can buy. Not just the kind that you have for waddling, but the kind where you have to crawl around because your legs just don't fucking work anymore. That's right. Everyone is going to be in complete shock when they first lay eyes on you. Oh my God, who the fuck even makes diapers that big? People will say in shock as they walk by you. You won't be able to say anything back, obviously. Little babies need to have their pacifiers in. Don't forget about that one. Now, obviously, it goes without saying that you're going to be using diapers for all of their intended purposes. And that means when you have to go pee-pee, or you have to make a warm, squishy present for Mommy in the back of your Pampers, you're not allowed to ever hold it in anymore. You're going to become diaper dependent within a few months, or I'm done with you. Whenever you feel the urge, the exact second your bladder tells your brain that you have to go tinkles, you're just going to let it out. No more holding back, you're a dumb diaper boy, and you will wet your diaper the second you have to go. Is that clear? Is that clear? Tell me you're going to wet yourself no matter what the circumstances. I don't care if you're not even wearing a diaper. If you're, God forbid, not diapered in public, and you feel that urge, your pants are going to have some pretty noticeable black streaks pouring down from the crotch, aren't they? Yeah, they'd better fucking be. Even if you start to feel your bowels move, you'll be pushing a load in the back of your pants, no matter what you're wearing. Doesn't matter if you see a group of cute girls giggling about how babyish you look with your thumb in your mouth. You'll push a nice load into the seat of your pants as they gawk at you, shocked that you even do such a babyish thing. They might ask, did you just shit yourself? To which you will respond, Mommy says that good babies always make messes in their pants, even if they're not wearing diapers. Loud and proud, won't you? Good baby boy, that's exactly what Mommy Maggie wants to hear from you. I really think you're going to enjoy your new diapers, little baby. You're going to slip into your role very easily. I can just tell. You have that look on your face right now that screams, I'm a submissive boy that always wanted a strong woman to throw me back into diapers. And for someone to just finally take off my big boy pants and put me back into the diapers I deserve. You can't tell me that you haven't wanted this for so long. Ugh. Oh, don't act surprised, little one. Anyone else would have told me to get the hell out of here by now. But you, well, you're the one standing there with a little tent in your pants, aren't you? Yeah, that's right. You're fucking hard now, aren't you? Did you even notice the fact that you're getting turned on by this? Huh? Does my little baby already not know what's happening around his crotch? My goodness, we need to get that ass of yours into diapers ASAP, don't we? But before we do that, let's take care of that little pecker in your pants. Put your thumb in your mouth. I'm not kidding. You listen to me right now, mister. You put your thumb in your mouth right this moment. If you can hear my voice, then shove your thumb right into your mouth. Do it. There you go. Wasn't so hard, was it? Now, with your other hand, start stroking your cock. That's it. That's it. Stroke that cock while you slurp on that thumb. I want you thinking about how babyish you are right now. How far you are from an adult with a job to someone who just signed their life away to a fate of diapers and bottles. Think about how much of a baby you are. Think about all the big messes you're going to make in your diapers from now on. No, no, you're not a man anymore. You're just a baby. You're just a little baby boy that can't help himself anymore. The second he feels any kind of signal that he needs to pee-pee, his diaper is going to start warming around him before he can even have his next thought. Think about how much you're going to love it, how much you're going to love being diaper dependent. You won't be able to go anywhere without them, little boy. You'll need to wear your diapers forever, won't you? Oh, yes, you will. You'll need your mommy forever. Just think about that. Think about how much you need your mommy right now. How you can't do anything without your mommy Maggie anymore. That's it, little boy. I can see it on your face, how much you love this. You just want to blow your load to how dumb of a baby you are. Don't think about it. Don't think about anything at all. Just focus on how much you want to come to being a baby. Come on. Come on, little one. Just do it. Do it for me. Come to being a big, dumb, diaper-wetting baby boy. Come on now. Come to your mommy. Come on. Come on. That's it. Yes. That's it, little boy. Look at you melting into your pants right now. Oh, you're such a good baby boy. I'm so proud of you, little one. You really made your choice to be my baby from now on, didn't you? Oh, well, good boys like you always get rewarded, don't they? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Now, come on, little boy. Let's go reward your good work with a nice, fluffy diaper.